This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're just babble.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Welcome to another session of Sanity here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. There's a lot going on. You know, and sign up for the website. No, we don't give away websites. Sign up for the email blast. You'll see the little newsletter thing up in the top right-hand corner. So if you put your email address in there, then what we can do is every week we send out an email. Obviously, if you give me your email address, I can only send it to your email. I can't send it to your house. But we send you an email, and it lets you know who's on the show, kind of topics we're going over. Yes, there are some advertisements on there, but if you do it like I do and you blow over them, you know, you can get informed. The last five articles that we have from the website are up on there, as well as a video, a featured video. So there's all kinds of good stuff up there on the website that you can do something with. Well, I'd love it if you would do something with. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room. But let's move on with it, because if you've been a listener for any length of time, you already know all this stuff, right? Hello. Did I? Guess what I didn't do? You know, I'm such a brainiac, right? Anyway, you know, this white privilege thing, it's irritating as heck. Because everything is chalked up to white privilege. It seems like it's the only thing that if people don't take personal responsibility, and I believe that to a big degree in this country, personal responsibility is gone. Really, I think the people as a whole, everything is somebody else's fault. Have you noticed that? And I don't care what it is going on in your life. I don't care if it's because, you know, your payment was late to something because the mail carrier took it in late. Well, the fact that you put it in the mail the day it was supposed to be paid might be part of the problem. You know what I mean? But no matter what's going on around you, it's always somebody else's fault. Just, you know, take responsibility for it and move on. Really, just take and if it's somebody that's on your case all the time, just say, look, I don't really need to do this anymore. Maybe we're not cut out for each other. But for the most part, when it comes to, again, personal responsibility in this country, if the government would only have given me more money, if my boss would only understand my problem, if, then I would be successful. I am sure you don't hear a lot of successful people say that. Bill Gates, right? Donald Trump. I mean, these people that have mega bucks, I am sure they're not full of excuses. Even when they were coming up into those spots, putting their money together, putting their wealth together, I'm almost positive that was not how they spoke. So, somebody sent me this earlier. I don't know. I can't remember whether I checked it out or not. But I'll go with it. You check it out, and I'm sure somebody will send me something nasty to let me know I was wrong. But Joe Biden shocked the media by admitting something about Hillary Trump, about Trump, and Hillary's furious. Now, Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, is always saying something stupid to someone for some reason. We know that. We just need to get over it. And He said something at his party which he had not said at all. But again, as I say, Uncle Joe got the message off in front of cameras with an admission that is going to make Hillary go out of her mind. He says, yeah, I think it's possible. The vice president said when he was asked by Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show if he thinks that Donald Trump can be elected president of these United States. Think about this. Hey, when this is recent when he was asked. I mean, you think of all the... Joe Biden. What, some of his famous quotes, right? You can't go into 7-Eleven today without having somebody with a Middle Eastern accent behind the counter. Right? They laughed and they fluffed it off like, ha, 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 just Joe. Trump says it and he's not fit to be president. Not that he said that. He says he didn't like that he's not fit to be president. I mean, Joe's got these things that happen to Joe all, and then all of a sudden he disappears for a couple of days, right? Gets out of the limelight. But a Republican would say something like that, it'd be all over for them. Now, Biden intimated that Mr. Trump is a world-class businessman. He had no understanding of foreign or domestic policy. He went so far as to say that Mr. Trump needed to gain knowledge about how our nation functions. Now, I get that. I'm a member of a school board. I remember when I first got on the school board, I was thinking, okay, this can't be that hard. We just get it done. We do A, B, C, and D. We make sure this happens. We put these people together. We get the mandate. And I'll tell you what, within a couple of months, I'm slamming. I got a flat spot on my forehead because it doesn't work. Government doesn't work that way. And don't say make it work that way because you can't make it do anything. You can't make government do anything. Even if you're the elected official to make it happen. So when people think they're going to get in there and snap their fingers and things are going to happen because they're the top dog, again, you've got to get everybody on board. And government just can't move that fast. Now, the vice president then homogenized his language when asked if he thought that Mr. Trump's nomination and political campaign were good for democracy, saying he believes it was always good when people engage in the process, but that it was too early in the cycle for anyone to make any predictions. He went on to say that when asked that he believes that Mr. Trump should be a divisive, insisting even that Mr. Trump himself would have to admit to that fact. Now, funny how that he had nothing negative to say about Hillary. I guess she's a saint and Trump's the devil. Falls right along with that partisan crap. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. We are back. Yes, we are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you got to get involved in the conversation. You really do. I mean, seriously. Whether it be by chat room, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or, again, you know, the easiest way to do it is just to hop up on the website and do it through the live chat room. That way you get, like, a response right away on this one. You know what I mean? Anyway, I want to start. I didn't get this with Kimberly. I want to do it with her. But this whole shooting in Orlando has brought out the most loony, you can't call it logical thinking, right? I don't even know what to call it. But these loons, they're scratching any way they can to blame this on the Christians. And I don't know how you, listen, seriously, I love to find ways, because for sarcasm reasons, I love the way to tie this stuff together so that I can make fun of how they're thinking. But I can't do it. And one of the reasons I can't do it is because I can't figure out a way to tie it together. That's how far away from reality this thing is. Now, death, you know, I mean, really, they want so badly to tie this Orlando tragedy to Christians that even the other day when they were, when the AG released the transcript, took everything that had to do with Muslims out of there and left one word in, God, in English, translated from Allah, to make it look like a radical religious person. All right? I mean, it's that simple. Now, there's been ample and justifiable coverage of the coverage of the Orlando massacre at a gay nightclub. The most remarkable unreported news is that the shooter also used a dirty bomb. The device carried an odorless, colorless cloud of stupidity. Covers all of the East Coast, all the way up to Washington and through New York. The writer calls it the fog of idiocy. It's already being blamed for what some political scientists and national security experts are calling the most daft national conversation in response to a terror attack in modern history. It would be like if somebody blew up a building with a bomb and the president comes to the podium and says, we need tougher gun laws. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you tie the two together. Now, no one knows how much worse things will get. And it got a little worse when Vice President Joe Biden was reportedly found using his car keys to get a piece of toast out of the toaster. The incident turned out to be a false alarm, the writer says, when his chief of staff told the New York Times, oh, he's been doing that for years. That's why we gave him those Fisher-Price plastic car keys. All right? I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff happening, but think about this. Now, I'm just going to keep asking the question. I want you to help me work through it. Right? But this is how asinine this story is. This is how crazy this story is. But the writer says, in writing today's column on stupid reactions to the Orlando shooting, he says, I found that like a review of Lena Dunham's collected speeches. There was just too much idiocy in it to really capture a single column. He says, how about the idea that if you oppose gay marriage or transgender bathrooms, you cannot be outraged by a terror attack on American citizens? This is apparently the position of the New York Times. Right? Anderson Cooper said the same thing. I have walked around and around this idea, the writer says, like a hurt sales associate trying to find all the dents in a car returned by a University of Texas fraternity brother. He says, I've studied it in the way that my dog tries to figure out what a turtle is all about. I've scrutinized it like Bill Clinton when the new Victoria's Secrets catalog hits his doorstep. Okay? I just can't get my arms around it. Now, imagine if an Islamic nutter went to the convent of the Little Sisters of the Poor and murdered a bunch of nuns. Would I be right to say to the New York Times and its allied brain trusts that they have no right to be outraged? After all, liberals have heaped scorn of contempt against nuns in their effort of not wanting to be forced to pay for birth control. Does it work the same way? Is it truly equality, as they always scream? I don't think so. I don't think it's ever been that. What if an Islamic shot up a Baptist church or even Koch Brothers headquarters? The borrow phrase from the New York Times, hatred for Christians, libertarians, Zionists, and other political minorities doesn't occur in a vacuum. The Times has been fanning the flames of such demonization of these groups for decades. Does that mean they share some of the blame? I'm just asking. You know, again, how we keep coming back to it's the fault of the Christians. It's incredibly stupid. Right? The writer goes on to say, I'm irritated because I'm thinking, you have to be waiting to blame something on a group, and then something comes up that's really bad. Are you thinking that people are, well, I shouldn't say are you thinking, because it's happening. People are buying into it. Right? Now, what's even dumber is, you know, conservatives are trying to scapegoat Islam to avoid blame for perpetuating anti-LGBT violence, says the writer. Unless you think I'm creating a straw man, see the piece. I see a piece by on the Think Progressive site. NASA 9 piece. And it says conservatives try to scapegoat Islam. Right? He goes on to say that the Orlando shooting is not an opportunity to absolve conservatives who have railed against the LGBT equality for years. If they truly care about the fate of the LGBT people, they have a responsibility to account for their own contributions to discrimination. So because they discriminated, in their mind, not mine, because the Christians have discriminated against same-sex marriages, then apparently they're to blame for this kind of thing. And article after article, in National Review, there's an article that says the Orlando shooting launches a war on Christianity. And all of a sudden, the shooter, and I'm not going to use his name, somehow we've allowed him now to put American Christians on the defense. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to hear from play a clip from an Orlando gay conservative who speaks out about hypocrisy. We'll do that next. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll get back to this. It was making me nuts. It's been making me nuts all week, but I don't know. I don't have far to go. I get it. The how all this blame got shoved on the Christians. And you could say it's just a way for the left to do deflection, but why aren't we pushing back? Right? I didn't promote this at all, just because I don't like something. So let me see. So the left doesn't agree with Christians. The left puts Christians down a lot on a regular basis. So are they responsible for every beheading that takes place, for every Christian beating that comes about, for every... Maybe the nine people that were shot, was it South Carolina? At that church? Maybe that was the fault of the Democrats. Why didn't they come up with that? Or liberals. Because liberals hate what we stand for to a big degree. Oh, no, that can't be. Because the liberals never do anything wrong. A Muslim man walks into a gay nightclub. He guns down 49 men and women. Most of them gay or lesbian. He paused in the middle of the massacre to call 911. And a local television station, making it clear he wanted the world to know he has pledged allegiance to ISIS. And I love the AG, Loretta Lynch, comes out today and says, we may never know why the gunman did what he did. Well, when she said we, she must mean her and Obama, who are both living in Thule Land or something. Because everybody else knows, Loretta. Give me a call. I'd be more than happy to tell you. I promise. There are no dog whistles here. This is a textbook example of jihadism in action. Plain and simple. Now, if you want to argue whether he was doing this in the name of his God or if it really represents Islam, well, then you can have that argument. I think it's a fair one to have. Because you guys keep throwing these links to me about Christian massacres and all this over the years. Not one of those massacres did anybody say, praise Jesus, in the middle of killing people. Not one of those in an interview afterward did any one of those people say, Jesus told me to come down here and kill these people. You won't hear it. Why? Because it didn't happen. Now, some of them have said, God hates sin, so I just took care of it. You know, my Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. God can do a much better job getting back at somebody than I can. So I'll leave it in his hands. Now, somehow, the Shooter's Massacre has been put on the backs of American Christians. I don't know why. Anderson Cooper grilled the Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, accusing her of hypocrisy for expressions of support for slain Floridians. Why was she being a hypocrite, he thinks? Because she opposes same-sex marriage. See, I oppose same-sex marriage. I don't believe in gay and lesbian lifestyles. I don't believe in transgenderism. But I believe in a human being's right to live their life. I believe in a human being's right and ability to be safe. True, to have real equality. Not lefty equality, but real equality. Which means the same rights to go to a school, the same rights to take the same tests I do, to pay the same amount for gas, to pay the same amount in taxes, to eat at the same restaurants. See, there's a fine line there where you people just don't seem to get. I don't want to discriminate against any group. When it comes to the restaurants, when it comes to the restaurants especially, you guys love to throw that at people like me when you say, well, sure, so if a gay couple goes into a restaurant, right, does the owner have a right to throw them out? No, the owner does not have a right to throw them out. Yes, the owner has a right to technically, from a capitalism standpoint, they can throw out anybody they want to. You got a dog, you don't have a dog. You're short, you're fat, you got a beard, you don't have a beard. Right? You're bald, no bald guys? Yes, we'll take bald guys. Bald guys only. I think all of that is fine. But you do it at your own risk. But if you walk up to somebody and you say, you can't eat here because you're gay and I don't like gay people, that's just hateful. In my personal opinion, that's just hateful. Okay? Now, if the guy's serving them food, maybe it's the fanciest restaurant in town, and the guy's serving food and they say, hey, what do you think of my husband Frank here? And he goes, you know what, guys, I really don't believe in the same-sex marriage thing. But you know, I'm glad you're happy together. That's hateful? How is that hateful? He served them food. He's let them in. He's been good to them. How do you figure that's hateful? So for every one of you lefties out there that has ever told your child no, you do not accept something that they're doing, man, why do you hate your kids so much? Why would you be so hateful towards your children? You told your husband, your wife, no about something. You didn't agree with them about something. Maybe you voted for two different people. How do you guys stay married? I'm very hateful towards each other. I don't know how you live in that hate. The New York Times editorialized about the domestic threat to the LGBTQ Americans and declared that they were casualties of a society where hate has deep roots. Yeah, Islam. Against the LGBTQ community. Radical Islam, as far as they're concerned, you die, period. The society the Times condemned wasn't ISIS, though. It was America. And specifically, Texas and North Carolina. Because they're fighting federal edicts that demand that men should have access to women's restrooms. Now, the Times couldn't bring itself to condemn Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, but it attacked North Carolina's governor, Pat McCrory, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. It's just amazing. Common sense, all this is gone in this country. Even the well-meaning Christians are adopting the secular progressive line in a viral Facebook post. Popular writer and speaker Jen Hatmaker declared that we cannot, with any integrity, honor in death those we fail to honor in life. She then proceeded to offer a standard leftist broadcast against evangelicals, arguing that Christians' anti-LGBTQ sentiment have paved the long runway to hate crimes. She is full of malarkey, to put it in Joe Biden's terms. That means that every single person that at some point in time, you know what? Then I'll tell you what, I'll accept her logic. 100%, I'm on board with it. She is right. which proves that Democrats hate blacks. Her comment proves that Democrats hate blacks. Because all through the 50s and 60s, what did the Democrats do? They were against the black community. Think about it. In the early days, the Democrats didn't want them to be considered human. They only wanted to give them, what was it, an eighth of a vote? The Democrats. So by the own logic of this Democrat legislator, the Dems are the hateful ones. Using her own words. You didn't honor the blacks. You didn't honor the black families. And then what about Hillary and Obama? Oh, you give them a pass because they've, quote-unquote, evolved in political cycles? Hillary did not evolve toward same-sex marriage. 3 years ago, she did it recently. Just before she announced that she was running for president. Isn't that convenient? But what's that? Isn't that special? All of a sudden, she had this epiphany. 3 days before she opened up and said, yeah, I'm running for president. And by the way, I think everybody should be allowed to get married. We don't care what you are. I love everyone. And what a spine to say we cannot, with any integrity, honor the death of those we fail to honor in life. Well, what does honor mean, lady? Help me understand. What does that actually mean? That you didn't honor them because I wouldn't perform the marriage ceremony or what have you? I think that is an honor. Why do you want anybody to do something for you in such a special occasion who has no agreement whatsoever with what you're doing? Is not on board with you at all. That just makes you an idiot. We've gotten to the point where we can't even talk to each other about this stuff. Because the only thing you've got is, you know, who's that that gay conservative guy? What's his name? Huh? No. The one that I play the clips of. They try to throw him out of all the colleges. Milo Yakahakatagi, whatever his name is. What's it? Yannopoulos. That's it. Milo Yannopoulos, right? He's a gay conservative. They hate him. He's one of them, and they hate him. Because he tells them what loons they are. Right? I mean, he's out there speaking on these issues. And they hate him. And all they can do is call him names. They can't even tell you why he's wrong. The logic of the left, right? All right. When we come back, I promise I'll play the clip from the conservative gay guy on the Orlando shootings. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, at store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I don't know. No comment.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Hey, head over to the website, realside.com. Lots going on up there as well. And I want to get back to this because I really want to get through this story. Knowing me, it's almost impossible for me to pull it off, but I'll try. So finally, somebody from the gay community speaks out on the Orlando shooting. And this young man, Jacob Ingles is his name, and he asked the press to get together to set the record straight. Because, you know, he's right. I mean, if people make these assumptions, and they don't ask the people who live the lifestyles, who are in it.
Jacob Ingles.
and I come here today as a longtime Central Florida resident and member of the LGBT community to speak out against the way Sunday's tragedy at Pulse Nightclub is being used by some in American politics for personal gain. Just as I'm not ashamed to tell you that I'm a gay man, I'm not ashamed to tell you that I'm a freedom-loving conservative as well. We must place the responsibility of this heinous attack on innocent Americans with Omar Mateen and anyone who aided or abetted him.
Now, you know they're going to come against him, right? You know they're going to pound on this guy because he's making, first of all, he's making way too much sense, and he's taking the blame off of the American Christians who the press claims is oppressing this guy, and he's saying, no, you're not.
In any way. As a firm believer in the Second Amendment, I ask Americans and Floridians to not let politicians use this senseless tragedy as an excuse to further disarm our citizens. To those who think that Hillary Clinton is an ally or friend of the gay community, I implore you to consider the fact that she has taken millions upon millions in donations and speaking fees from oppressive foreign regimes and Islamic countries that regularly commit acts of depravity and violence against gay men and women.
You can't, you know what, how do you argue that? Come on, I'm speaking to the people on the left. You guys always talk about the hate. I don't know of any Christian group in this country, actually in any country, I don't know of any Christian group that throws gays off of buildings or shoots them or beheads them or whatever because they're gay. Yeah, I haven't found that sect of Christians yet. Well, if you do, send me a link. And I'm not talking about the Westboro Baptist idiots.
Furthermore, her top aide, Huma Abedin, has been linked to a Saudi Arabian group that is currently listed as a funder of terrorism. If Hillary Clinton is truly a friend and ally of the gay community, we call on her to return the millions she and her husband have received from Islam.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Islamic regimes that perpetrate senseless acts of violence against the gay community each and every day. Finally, I'd like to thank the American people for their show of love and support for Orlando and the Central Florida community. Through this tragedy, we will rise above the turmoil and show the world the resilience and love we have for one another in Central Florida.
You gotta love this guy. First of all, God bless him for coming out and saying something. Because many don't. But I want to thank him for coming out and actually saying something. Saying something against Hillary. And speaking out that, how about we call this what it is? Right? Wouldn't that make life easier for everybody involved? Now, I had some fun the other day with two clips. And we're coming up on the end of the show, so I thought I had some fun with this. And if you've got liquid in your mouth, you may want to get rid of that. All right, so this, here's a little clip by a feminist. You got to hear this. I got a kick out of these, and I want to play them for you.
You can't believe in equal rights and not be prepared to be called a feminist, because that is what it is. I hate to break it to you, but that's what it is. You believe in equal rights, you're a feminist. You don't, you're an asshole. Is it really that hard to understand?
So let me see if I get this straight now. I'm a little confused. But I'm not the smartest guy in the room either. So if you believe it, if you simply believe in equal rights, you're a feminist. So it doesn't matter that you believe in equal rights for blacks, Asians, Hispanics, gays, lesbians, transgender. All that just makes you a feminist. Again, my grasp of the English language is terrible. It has to be, because I don't get this. Now, this clip is from a white... I told you, they're short and easy. This clip is from a white women's issues group. And, again, if you have liquid in your mouth, please, just don't be over your computer, really.
So what is white feminism? White feminism is feminism that ignores intersectionality. However, not all white feminists are white feminists. Even though a majority of white feminists are white.
Don't!
hence the creation of the term itself. White feminism excludes everyone that is not white, cis, or straight. It turns a willingly blind eye to all other issues that women face because it doesn't affect them directly, which is completely selfish. It's basically saying how white women experience oppression and misogyny is how all women experience oppression and misogyny. And that is completely untrue.
Please abort and retry.
This is a longer clip here. I don't know what it is. It was 11 minutes long, right? And I'm listening to this, and I'm looking at Tammy, and I'm saying, I can't get this. I don't understand any of this. She's just nothing there to understand. I should play that again. The first part of that, when she talks about white, feminist and what it is, and these people are going to be running the country someday. Seriously. Let me see. Is this the one?
So what is white feminism? White feminism is feminism that ignores intersectionality.
Does anybody know what intersectionality is? I admit I'm not the sharpest guy in the room. Does anybody know what intersectionality is? Do you know what intersectionality is? You don't. Yeah. You don't know, do you?
I don't know how to put it in words.
Is it dirty? Oh, because I don't know what it means.
Like multiple categories of things in one.
I gave you a microphone for a reason. So intersectionality is where everything comes together?
Not really.
What do you mean not really?
Okay, hang on. I'll just look it up for you, Joe.
Because you can't talk to me about... I'm not the only guy who doesn't know what this means. And yes, see?
Intersectionality is the study of overlapping or intersecting social identities and related systems of oppression, domination, or discrimination. It's a theory, Joe.
See, they need to make up these words as they go because it's the only way they sound. They used to do this in the 70s, like the professors would say things and guys would go,
1989.
Is when they made up this word?
Yeah.
Who used it? Nobody we know.
Kimberly Crenshaw.
All right, well, forget
feminist
Kimberly.
Feminist sociological theory.
However, not all white feminists are white feminists.
It's okay, Joe. You don't have to understand.
You're not included
in the intersectionality.
All white feminists are not white. What are they, green feminists? Maybe the green...
No, because there are social and cultural categories such as gender, race, class,
please,
ability, sexual orientation, religion, caste, age, nationality. See, it's got the whole ethnic thing.
The studio was built without a puke bucket. We need to come up with a puke bucket.
Contact the designer, Josephina.
Oh, God. Let's see. Yeah, that's where my mind went.
Even though a majority of white feminists are white.
So even though a majority of white feminists are white, they're really not white feminists because they may not be white feminists because they don't subscribe to being a white feminist.
You could be a white man and support white feminism.
Okay.
It's the creation of the term itself. White feminism excludes...
Where's the white feminism?
You're confusing me. I'm going to go back to the clip.
The term itself. White feminism excludes everyone that is not white, cis, or straight.
No, see, you can't. You're confused. Because...
Did you play the clip? Because I didn't hear anything.
Well, you can't. You made me turn your volume down to nothing.
Oh,
I've been playing it all along.
I did hear it before.
Well, I don't know what happened to you then. Let me... Well, because she's not talking about it anymore. She's not, like, freaking out.
Oh.
Cis or straight. It turns a willingly blind eye to all other issues that women face because it doesn't affect them directly, which is completely self.
So if you're a white feminist, but you're turning an eye to something else because it doesn't affect you, even though you're white.
Then you're totally selfish.
I gotta go. I don't drink, but I may have to start because this is just like so confusing and frustrating. She calls me a white feminist. I won't know what to do. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on here, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I'm going to do about 2 hours of study trying to figure out if I am or am not a white feminist. Not that I care, but I need to know how to respond to these people. Anyway, head over to the website, realside.com. Lots going on there. Sign up for my newsletter. Hey, have a great rest of the day. I appreciate you being with me.